Welcome to Jack's Garage on Dialed In as we follow Roush Fenway Racing through the 2018 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series season. And picking up a wrench in Jack's Garage tonight, Brian Patty, the crew chief for the 17 Fastenal Ford Fusion team, and driver Ricky Stenhouse Jr. A little later, we'll check in on Dwayne Ryder Zirkle, the hauler driver for the 17, as the big rig drivers of NASCAR and the transportation of the race cars, always crucial, but on the West Coast swing, it's a challenge that depends on their abilities even more. Let me bring on Brian Patty, the crew chief for the 17 Fastenal team, and driver Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Hey, Brian, you're in Phoenix, right? How did you orchestrate how you will have this weekend follow Vegas and get all your team members here and your race cars, et cetera, et cetera? And how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. It's it's quite a deal trying to get cars switched over after Vegas to come to Phoenix, which are, you know, two different cars than what we had last weekend. And then, you know, post Phoenix event, switching out two more cars, two different ones again, to go to Fontana. So it's a lot of work, a lot of travel plans and coordination, and obviously a lot of truck driver time. So appreciate all their hard work, transporting cars back and forth across the nation to let us race. But it's going well. I'm sitting in Phoenix, with Ricky, spend a little time with my wife, just between the Las Vegas and Phoenix races. Been on the phone, just got off a pre-event meeting not too long ago with Charlotte and trying to get ready for Phoenix. So always on my phone, always on my computer, and trying to enjoy a little bit of Phoenix weather.
Well, so how do you kind of orchestrate it on those calls? What happens in the pre-event call when you're here and the shop is back in Charlotte, et cetera? What comes down in that call?
Oh, everything. It's just like I'm there, except I'm not. So it's, conference call, sitting with all the guys from, the 34, the 38, and the 6, and the 17, all engineers, all crew chiefs, team managers. You're on the internet. You're watching the same presentation they're doing in the shop. So it's pretty neat that we can, anyone off site can call in and with the proper credentials can, go through the same presentation, like you're sitting in the shop. So it's like I haven't missed much this week. Just trying to get ready for Phoenix, and we've got a couple top tens in 2017 there, so we're going to try to build on that.
That's a good idea. Let me ask you this. Let's talk about Las Vegas. It was interesting because Ricky Stenhouse Jr. drove the Fastenal Ford to a 14th place finish, but that's not the whole story from Vegas. They struggled. The team did. He struggled with the handling of the car, and he said Brian Patty made a great call late in the race that helped us gain a few more positions. We definitely still have work to do on our intermediate program, but I know everyone is working hard and will learn from this and move on. He credited you, and it was a good call. You called a two-time Xfinity champ to pit road for the final time on 225. Talk about the call.
Well, it's, you're just trying to do the best you can with what you have at that point. Our car fell off quite a bit on a long run. Short pitting and just trying to equal out the segments and get the best tires possible for Ricky to make some, make some lap time was our best option. But, a couple guys went long, obviously the 9 and 41 wrecked. And then those guys that went long, it kind of, gained us, three or four or five spots there for, where we were running. We should have finished right around 19th and ended up finishing 14th, but definitely not the call I want to try to make. I'd like to, like I told Jack on Tuesday, I'd like to make calls like that to finish third or fifth, instead of 14th. But, we're working hard. Guys making a lot of changes to the cars for the next couple weeks, working, day and night. The intensity is, getting there. You go to Atlanta, you kind of baseline where you're at. You go to Vegas, and because out west, you really don't have a whole lot of things to try. So pretty much Atlanta and Vegas are the same vehicles and specs, I guess you call it. But now we're seeing where we're at. We need some work. So we're, getting aggressive. And everyone in the fab shop and body shop back at home are working our tails off. So I appreciate that. And we just need to go to Phoenix and build on what we had at Vegas. Obviously, we finished, 16th Atlanta, 14th in Vegas. We need to get a top 10 in Phoenix, and then I think we can, with our new a new spec car going to Fontana, I think we can get another top 10 in an intermediate track.
And before we leave Las Vegas, talk about that call. Not so much gutsy, a smart call, because you didn't have too many options, and without that, you would not have finished where you did, 14th.
Well, it's just doing math, and I've got two great engineers, and Kevin Kidd's up on there. We communicate all during the race, so it's 3 or 4 hours of just open communication. We have intercom system, and playing out strategies and thoughts, and obviously I'm the end result, the guy that's got to bring them down. But it's talked about. It's nothing just spur of the moment what we're going to do. It's doing the best we can with what we have, and get the best finish we can for the 17 team on Sundays. That's what we try to do. And if we'd have caught if the guys went long and they had caught a caution, they'd have been heroes. They obviously didn't catch a caution, so you're talking about the 17, which finished 14th, which is not where we need to be. So we'll just try to continue to be smart on race day. Execution is a hot topic of mine, always has been and always will be. Just trying to finish better than you run every week in and week out, whether you're a third place car or a 10th place car or last week a 19th, you always try to finish better than you're running. So we've done that the last couple of weeks. We just need to continue to get our cars better and we'll be okay.
Well, let's talk about Phoenix, because Stenhouse has 10 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series starts here at Phoenix. Average starting position of, 19.0? Averaging finishing position of 18.8. Last year, he had one top five and two top tens at this one-mile track. But he said, and this is Stenhouse Jr., that Phoenix, of course, is a tough one-mile track, but it's been a good track for you guys in the past. Last year, two top tens. He said our short track program was strong last year, so this is going to give us an opportunity to see how we stack up this year compared to our competition. What's your gut reaction to feeling where you stack up or finding it out after this weekend?
Well, you always go into, just like Atlanta, you go into a short track, your first short track, and hope that you've made improvements over the winter. I think we have. Our cars are much nicer, lighter, the things that you want to do, easier to work on, more responsive. So yeah, if we can build on the last year's two runs, which we had really good long run cars, which Phoenix will be a long run track come Sunday. We just need to qualify better. We didn't make second round in the fall race, which was only the second race of the year that we did not make second round. In the first race, I really don't remember, it's so long ago, but had solid runs. Cars were fast in race trim. Cars had really good speed on long run. The only drawbacks last year were maybe some pit stops, slower than they should have been, and fighting track position, whether we qualified bad or a bad pit stop. So if we can clean those two areas up and take the same car we had last weekend or, last year, the two races, I think we'll, we actually can contend for top fives and top tens, and hopefully we can make a call for the win.
How do you look at where the manufacturers stack up and the performance of Ford right now, which a lot of people thought would be very difficult or maybe thought until the new car comes out? But how do you look at how the manufacturing groups are stacking up right now?
Well, obviously Ford's tough. We can't say that our bodies or our motors are the problem, because, the Ford team and the 2 and the 22, 21, or a 12, 10, 41, 14, they all, outrun us last couple weeks. So when you get our act together, compete with those guys, I know we can. It's just going to take a little bit of work. And, it's good to see that Stuart Haas and Penske both had, done their homework and worked hard over the winter and gained some speed, which I thought they probably lacked a little bit toward the end of the year. And because, give it time. The Toyotas will come back. They always do. And the new Chevrolet body is, very nice looking, and I'm sure it's not down on downforce. So just give those guys a little bit of time, and they'll fix it up, and they'll be contending too. So we need to get our act together also.
Right, because when you see, a Jimmy Johnson or that team struggling, you don't for 1 minute believe that they're not going to have a resurgence, right? It's early.
Yeah, they don't. Chad and Jimmy, they've done it too long, and they're too good. It's – win 7 rings, not being good in this sport. So they'll get it turned around. That program will. Obviously 9 had some speed last weekend, 24 and 88, were average. But at a test in January, Las Vegas, the 24 was really fast. So I don't know what happened between the test and race, but those guys will come back. They got a stout driver lineup and obviously really good crew chiefs, and got plenty of money behind them. So I'm sure that the Chevrolets will start to rise to the occasion. Come, I bet you before Charlotte in May.
What about all this about Stewart Haas Racing and the car of Kevin Harvick? They won. Rodney Childers said a part failed during the race at Las Vegas, leading to a malfunctioning roof on the number four that bowed at race speed during the Pennzoil 400. How do you look at that? How much do you eyeball that? And how much information do you get from the team that you work with?
I saw what everybody else saw, but it was obviously after the fact, and I'm pretty sure if we were far enough off on pace compared to the four that you could have did that to our car, and we still wouldn't have won. So I know that last year, I think the three car at Texas in the fall maybe had the same issue, exact same issue. So I thought we had it fixed. Obviously, the four had a part failure, so really can't comment, about a fellow four team or the four car, because those guys have it going on. They didn't have it at Atlanta, and they still, beat everybody's tail. So I'm pretty sure you can put Kevin Harvick in a Volkswagen this coming week and win the race. He just, he's super focused, and the team is running really smooth, and that's what it takes to win races at this level.
It's kind of a combination of everything. Do you think they'll continue on and be the tough team to beat this weekend? And I know you guys are inching up and working on it. You said you got to get better. How do you look at who will be strong this weekend? I mean, everybody's still talking about Harvick and Stewart Haas.
Well, I don't remember how many races. I'm not in front of my computer, but Mr. Harvick guy has won quite a bit, I think, at Phoenix. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be the, a favorite. Going in, the 41 will be good. The 14 will be good. The 22 and the 2 will be good. So, we've got a lot of Fords they'll run well at Phoenix, including us also. So, our goal is to get 10 Fords in the top 10. And, if that happens, let's battle out and, let the winner win. And, I'll be happy and we'll move to Fontana. But it's all about just running well and right now just not making mistakes and gaining points. So, but the same favorites will apply.
I appreciate it. In addition to his record trophy haul, statistically, Harvick does lead all drivers with, 1,484 laps led and 782 fastest laps at this racetrack. And I could keep going, a driver rating of 110.2, but
there
you guys
go.
Are really working at it.
Good.
He's pretty good. Yeah, for sure.
He's pretty good.
I think his track record, 8 wins at this weekend's venue. So 8 wins is not shabby, but as you guys try to get there,
he's a safe bet to win.
What's that?
He's a safe bet to win.
Well, we left Las Vegas where we betted, and now we're looking ahead to what you guys can accomplish catching up with him. Can anybody do that? I mean, can anybody figure out what they've got? And again, you're within the team because they're a liaison team with you.
Well, no, they just have everything clicking. They're hitting on all the cylinders earlier in the year, and when you do that, it makes it look more skewed than it really is. But, you'll have teams like the 78-18. The Penske group will start competing at a high level also. So it all tends to trend. And come Kansas, April, May, you'll have about 5 or 6 more teams involved in the mix. And there will be a battle. But, right now the four is obviously head and shoulders above the rest. And it's good for those guys.
I appreciate it, man. Last thing before I let you go, and you are, I say a liaison team because you're one Ford, and the Fords share the banner of the Blue Oval and work together as much as they can, competing against each other as well. But what should we watch for here at this racetrack at Phoenix this weekend?
Wow. More of the same. They have, obviously, there are a lot of renovations at the racetrack. Improvements, changing the garage areas, but I think it's not till the fall. So probably see a lot of development and construction around the racetrack. But I love Phoenix. It's a great racetrack. It's a great city to visit. I think the track's pretty racy. Long runs, you can short pit. The race is somewhat short, so the drivers, they dig from lap one on. There's no riding in this event, so it's actually fun to watch from the pit box. You can make some decent calls and adjustments and gain some track position. Just long run speed, and I believe you have the same contenders up front this weekend as you have the last 2 weekends. So we'll see what happens.
I appreciate you coming on tonight for Jack's Garage. I will see you here at the racetrack. Good luck in the constant improvement that you're trying to make on the 17. Some solid finishes, but I know you're hoping for so much more. Good luck this weekend, and thanks for coming on tonight. We'll see you at the racetrack here at Phoenix when you get here, okay?
Okay, thank you.